Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Stella Rae Herself podcast. Happy July. I cannot believe it's already July. I swear it was just March. I don't know where the time went. This year feels really long, and let me know if you relate or not. I think for me it feels long just because I've had so many new experiences this year. Like, it feels, when I think of, you know, back in January, it feels like so far away ago. So I guess that's a good thing. You know, we're making new memes, having new experiences. I hope everyone had a great 4th of July if you are in the States. You know, we don't really celebrate America, but we do like to have a good time. I want to talk about something that I feel like is really important and just a really good reminder for everyone out there, especially us ladies, young women. And that is just putting yourself first. And I feel like we hear this a lot in self-help and in advice, you know, videos or books or content. Just if anyone's giving advice or making a self-care list, it's always, you know, put yourself first. But I feel like when it actually comes to practicing that and putting it into action, that's when things can get a little difficult and tricky, and it's not always natural, and it doesn't always feel right to truly put ourselves first. So I just really want to remind you all that the best possible thing you could do in any situation, or if you need to make a decision or you don't know what to do or what your next move is going to be in anything, the most important, the best possible move is to put yourself first. So I think a really common situation where this can get a little hard is in dating and just in relationships in general. Often, especially in romantic relationships, but again, in really any relationship, platonic or whatever, we often really want to just make things work and to make things easy, and we want to avoid conflict, and we don't want to make it seem like we're making a big deal out of something. A lot of people, a lot of women especially, because that's just how society teaches us to be, will put up with a lot because we don't want to lose the relationship. A lot of the time that stems from a fear of being abandoned, of being left, of the relationship not working out. And it's like, oh, well, if I had just, you know, I don't know, said okay, or like if I just had gone along with it, if I hadn't said no, like, you know, we wouldn't be here. But you just have to remember, and it's so hard, like I feel like you can't really, I feel like this is something that you have to learn and fully understand through action and practicing it yourself. You know, words are very powerful, especially if you're repeating something to yourself over and over. But your brain is not going to fully understand something until you do it. And I have really learned this a lot from struggling with anxiety throughout the years. It made me realize so much about how powerful your mind is and how much power you have to overcome something. You know, I think the best way to overcome anything is just to do it and to teach your brain. I mean, obviously, that might not be true in all instances, but as far as this goes, it's like, if you're scared of something, if you're scared to set a boundary, if you're scared to go on an airplane, teaching your brain that, okay, I can do this. And even if you do something and you don't do it all the way, like say you want to set a boundary with someone and you're really scared to bring it up or have a potentially uncomfortable, awkward conversation, even if, let's say, you don't say everything you planned to say, or the conversation didn't go perfectly, or you stuttered over your words, or something was awkward or uncomfortable, you got that far. You know, you taught your brain, okay, I can get through it this far. So therefore, next time it's going to be a little bit easier. Maybe you won't stutter your words. Maybe you'll be able to say a little bit more of what you wanted to say to this person fully. Maybe, I don't know, whatever. And then the next time it's going to be even easier and even easier. So I think the same can be said for putting yourself first. Let's say you're talking to a guy that you kind of have a crush on, asked you out very last minute. Like, he's like, oh, can you meet me here? Like, let's say you've been wanting to hang out with this guy for a minute. Like, this is your crush. And your crush asks you to hang out, like, super last minute, kind of late at night. It's like, I was actually planning on going to bed early, and like I already did my skincare, and like I wanted to go to the gym first thing tomorrow, and like this and that, but oh my god, I really like this guy. What if this is the only chance I have to hang out with him? What if he doesn't like you know, want to hang out with me if I say no, it might be the only chance I have. I think that's kind of the path of thinking that a lot of people, a lot of women especially, and I say that just because I think society really ingrains in us, like, put other people first. So that's kind of like how you might think, but you have to realize that is coming, that like train of thought is coming from fear. It's coming from a fear of not being good enough. If I don't say yes to him now, he may not ask me out again later. Even though I had my own plans and wanted to do what was best for me, let me just brush those aside so I can put this guy first, you know? It's kind of like a lack mindset, you know? It's like, okay, first of all, babe, even if that were true, like he doesn't want to hang out with you if you say no in this situation, why would you even want someone like that? There are so many other people out there. Like, I just really want you guys to understand, like, you do not need to settle, okay? What somebody won't do, another person will. And I don't say that in like a, oh, let me just use everybody around me, like people are there for me to use. But I think especially in relationships with men, women are already taught to give so much. And I think we're really taught to settle for less, you know? And that's why you see all these like male podcasters and just like people giving horrible advice. And what do you bring to the table? Because it's like, they want you to settle for less. But it's like, there are so many people, there are so many other guys out there. For example, like in this example, there is a guy out there who won't ask you out last minute on some like weird late night shit. So basically, getting back to the point, you have this fear of like, oh my God, I have to say yes, otherwise he's not gonna ask me out again. Oh my God, this is the first time he ever actually asked me to hang out. Like, oh my God, oh my God. It's like, if you say yes, you think like, oh my God, okay, finally I get to hang out with my crush. But like to him, it's like, oh, this girl now says yes to hang out last minute. Like, I don't have to put any effort into this, you know? Versus, like, if you're like, no, sorry, I already have plans. Or, like, no, I'm going to bed early. Like, you don't have to make up something. Like, oh, well, you should have asked me earlier because da-da-da-da. No, you can just be like, no, sorry, like, I can't. Maybe another time. Showing people through action how you want to be treated. I see this a lot, I think, on Twitter. Sometimes on TikTok. But when people, like, share receipts, like, can you believe this guy treated me like this? And it's like a situation like this where a guy asks them to hang out last minute, or ask them, we can go to Applebee's, you can pay and I can reward you when we get home, haha, wink. Don't be on some salty shit, you know? Don't be on some like, I only accept high effort, like this is too low effort for me. Like, you don't need to say any of that. That's life in the big city, babe. You don't need to put all this energy into like proving a point. Like, you just prove the point through your actions. Because I feel like a lot of the time in these weird situationships, or just like weird dating situations that people get in, it's like the girl wants to text paragraphs and paragraphs of like, oh, this is how I deserve to be treated, this is all the things you did wrong, da da da. And then you end up, y'all seen the memes, you have probably lived it, girl. Me going over to his house at 2 a.m. even though I told the group chat that I'm over him. Oh my God. Even when I know he's bad for me, but I still go over at 2 a.m. So then why did you put all that effort into texting all those things? And now you look dumb. Like, you look dumb. Putting yourself first is so important because, number one, you only accept the dates and the experiences that you want to have. Number two, you save energy and time. Why am I wasting my time and my energy telling you how I deserve to be treated when someone else will just naturally do that? And I think that's also a big part of dating. It's not about like, oh, you need to be doing this and that for me. It's like, so much of it is just like finding a person who's on the same vibe as you. Like, if you want to be treated a certain way, if you like a certain type of date, that's just like compatibility, you know? It's like, why are you trying to chase Chad who... Side note. For those of you who have watched me for a while, y'all remember Chad, like, the original, like, 2015 Chad. Like, he was a real person. It's kind of, like, honestly disappointing that Chad, the name, the meme, is kind of, like, so overused. Because it's like, bro, me and Sonia have, like, an actual experience with someone named Chad. So, I mean, it kind of makes it funnier. But then I also feel like some names just get, like, overused too much in, like, meme situations. And so it kind of sucks that Chad has to be one of those. Because it's like, I'm literally talking about someone named Chad. Chad's probably like 48 by now. I'm not even kidding. Anyway, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this was not supposed to be a Chad story time. But basically, when me and Sonia were in high school, we like went to this college Halloween party. And there was like this old man. I mean, I think he was like 26. But like we were like literally like 15. He just was like a meme to us. Like, it's not like we had a crush on him. Nobody ever hooked up with Chad. Nobody ever dated Chad. But he was just kind of like this like meme. And like we would like comment on his Instagram. And he just, like, became a meme. And it was, like, our Halloween meme was, like, Chad. And his literal name was Chad. Like, I know his last name, too. Like, I wonder how old he is now. Because, like, literally to me at the time, he seemed like he was, like, 30. But I think he was like 26. But that seemed so old. Like, I'm not even 26 yet, you know? But yeah, Chad would always like kind of flirt with us, but like it wasn't like he was fully creepy. I mean, looking back, obviously that's weird. Why are you talking to underage girls to begin with, period? But it's like, I mean, it could have been worse. Okay, anyway, this is not a Chad story time. But he was like a meme. Like, we knew even back then, like, Chad was a meme. Anyway.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What was I even talking about? Why did I even bring up the name Chad? You don't take Chad, who's, you know, hitting you up at 2 a.m. and try to make that into, like, oh, like, the guy that will treat me right. Like, no, you go find the guy that's going to treat you right. And you do that through only allowing the experiences you want into, like, your world and your vision and, like, you know? And you do that through your actions. So you know how, like, when you first start talking to a guy and, like, maybe, like, they're chasing you. And you're like, no, I'm busy. Like, no, I can't. Like, you're dubbing the guy over and over. And, like, I see it all the time. Like, people be like, oh, my God, this guy's always in my DMs, even though I ignore him, even though this and that. And, like, showing that you, I don't want to say high value because that sounds, like, so annoying. Like, that's so overused and cringy to me. But you're just showing that, like, you have standards. So they're, like, trying everything. And that's why guys will treat you so good at the beginning, because it's, like, they're trying to get you. But then once they get you, and I think especially once you start liking somebody, you kind of let your guard down. You let more things slide. You let your boundaries kind of, like, fall apart, you know, when you like someone. Because it's, like, oh, I want them to keep liking me. I don't want to be mean to them. I don't want to hurt their feelings. But it's, like, no, you have to keep that same energy. Not, like, I mean, not completely. Obviously, it's going to be a little different than, like, if you literally don't know someone, have never hung out with someone, or gone on a date with someone to, like, you've been dating, you know? But just in the sense of, like, putting yourself first. Put what you have to do first. Your relationships with your friends, your skincare, your health, like, everything. You put that first. And that just shows that you take yourself seriously and you're not going to be with the bullshit. And number two, I think especially when it comes to guys, like, I do think it is true they need a little bit of, like, chase. Because even just think about it, like, it's annoying when someone is just, like, always, when someone's almost, this is like the wrong term to use for this, but just like when someone's a yes man, like, have you ever had a friend and you just felt like they weren't being real with you because they just agreed with everything you were saying and like they just always wanted to be invited everywhere? And it's like, damn, bitch, like, get a life. It's like, sometimes I feel like that vibe is kind of like in dating. Like, I don't know if that's like wrong for me to say, but you need to have your own life, your own goals, your own hobbies, and you need to be able to and practice saying no to people, especially your crush, someone you like. Don't put people on a pedestal. You need to put yourself on a pedestal. Therefore, you will get rewarded through that, like, through what starts to happen, and then it will be easier to do that next time, whether it's with the next person or even just the next situation with this person, you know? I think especially when it comes to dealing with men, don't be afraid to lose a man. You need to be afraid to lose a man if you're like putting them first. If someone really likes you, they're going to only like you more when you put yourself first. I mean, obviously this is like a healthy thing to do in any relationship, is, you know, having your boundaries, setting your boundaries. That doesn't mean you're not there for other people, especially like friends and whatnot. That doesn't mean you can't, like, I don't know, sometimes you're going to be inconvenienced out of, you know, friendship or love or whatever, but like overall in general, you need to be able to put yourself first. I really think the biggest tip I've learned in dating and just in life is, like, bro, you have to put actions over words. So when it comes to a guy, you don't listen to what they're saying. You look at how they treat you and the pattern of how they treat you and what they do, not what they say. Guys, people will say anything. And then with yourself too, what are you saying? Like, oh, I want this. These are my standards. Da, da, da. And then, like, what are you actually doing? What are your actions showing? And hold yourself accountable to that, you know? And, bro, like, that's why self-reflection sucks. And I feel like I realize it more and more as, like, I realize stuff about life and just myself and, like, ways I've acted and, like, patterns I have in my brain. It's, like, no wonder there are so many people walking around, like, not self-aware. Sorry, but it's true, because it's like, it's hard, it's painful, it sucks to take accountability and realize like, oh, I might have been the problem, or like, this is where I fucked up, and that this is how I contributed to that not working out. Even if someone dogged you the fuck out, it's like, okay, well, I could have set a boundary. And that doesn't mean blame yourself for everything, like, oh my god, da, da, da. But it's like, through taking accountability, you're no longer a victim, and you can actually do something about the situation, whether it's like dating or your career or just like overall self-esteem and just like your life and your lifestyle, you know? Why am I kind of like hyping myself up right now? You are the most important person that you are ever going to know and that you are ever going to have a relationship with. So it's really important that you hold yourself to high standards and follow through on that every day. That doesn't mean, you know, be a perfectionist and like have some kind of, I don't know, it doesn't mean you have to obsess over, oh my god, like I need to be perfect, or like I always need to be doing better. It's like, you know, obviously take everything into accountability. Rest is important, this and that, but like there's little things you can do every day to show yourself that you are valuable and important and worthy of the life that you want. And that is just going to reflect in everything, you know, in your relationships, in your career, and just how you feel through the day to day. And it's not about feeling perfect all the time and feeling happy all the time, but you know what I mean, you know? I'm sure there's eras of your life that you can think back to and think, wow, I was so happy during that era. That doesn't mean you were happy every single day, but the overall vibe of that time of your life was happy, you know? Listen to people's actions, watch people's actions, don't listen to their words. So that's my advice for the week. I hope you guys get some use out of that. And just know too, especially if you are new to setting boundaries or saying no, bro, it's not like it's always gonna feel like this super like, you know, not self-righteous, but like super like, oh yes, I'm putting myself first. Yes, I feel so good right now. A lot of the time, especially if it's new to you, it's gonna suck. You're gonna be stressed out, anxious. You're gonna feel like you're doing the wrong thing, making the wrong decision. Your body's going to physically react. Like if you are a people pleaser, your body's gonna have a reaction. I feel like just in general, bro, most people are pretty bad at direct, just simple communication. You know, people get in their feelings, people get just angry and unnecessarily violent, or people get passive aggressive, or people get this way, that way, or people go along with something and have resentment later on, you know? So I think this is a great time, you know, at the beginning of the month to set some goals. I know for myself, I'm gonna be real with y'all, the past couple months, I have definitely been on my YOLO vibes, just kind of like going with the flow, not holding myself to super strict standards when it comes to anything productive. When it comes to content, the gym, eating, right? Like I've just really been on my YOLO vibes, my sleep schedule. And while it's like, okay, that's fine, I just moved to a new place, it's summer, whatever. This month, I definitely want to have more structure and just get back to, you know, my roots, my priorities, what I know I need to do, what I know makes me feel good, and what I know I need to do. And I think a lot of that, I think I wanted to start the month off with this topic because I think for myself, I really want to focus more on putting myself first. And I mean, like, sometimes you are putting yourself first by having a night on the town, but it's like, it doesn't need to be every night. I just think it's important to have balance in your life as well. Because for example, there have been times in my life too, where like, I'm doing all the right things. Like I'm like working out regularly, I'm getting enough sleep. So that's the thing, you can't do everything. You know, I'm on my content and then like my social life is failing and I start to feel really like lonely and isolated and I'm like, why am I doing all the right things but then I don't feel good? So then there's the other extreme of like, I've been super social recently and just kind of like going out, having new experiences, living life, and then it's like, okay, my gym, food, sleep is all being disrupted. So it's just about balance, and I think accepting that too, accepting that life is an ebb and flow, and just always knowing or being curious about what you can do to get yourself back to neutral is important, you know? Because sometimes there are gonna be times where it's like, you feel kind of isolated. Okay, let me go out. Or sometimes you're going out too much. Okay, let me bring it back in, spend some more time alone. And especially with the full moon this past week and just Cancer season in general, you know, the Cancer is the sign of home and of security and of, you know, your values. It can be a family. So just getting back to like your roots and yourself is going to be a really common theme for the next couple weeks. And then we get into Leo season, so watch out. But yeah, putting yourself first, that's even a Leo season theme, the self. We're not in Leo season yet though, just you wait. Let me know what you want me to talk about in next week's episode. Don't forget to share this, post a screenshot on your story, tag me, and I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone.